Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
I don't know if I'm going to preach. It seems that someone, yeah, but yeah, we encourage pastor to always get excited. And for people who waste time, to learn from Mark, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, the church is full. Yeah, thank you for coming to pray. And thank you, worship team, for leading us today. One of the songs I was thinking about, or two songs, I don't know what was on your song list, was that song, We Bow to You. Then it was sung. Then Olimwe Sigwa, and it was also sang. So I want, come and just sing the bit of Olimwe Sigwa. Yes, whoever.
Kwebaza Byokola Byokoze Nebyogendo Kola Omuka Gwenzisa Byonna Byennyina Oli Mwesigwa Yesu We.
If you don't mind, we can just stand up and sing. Nkwebaza
Byokola Byokoze Nebyogendo Kola Omuka Gwenzisa Byonna Byennyina Oli Mwesigwa Yesu we nkwebaza Byokola Byokola Byokoze Nebyogendo Kola Omuka Gwenzisa Byonna Byennyina Byonna Byennyina Oli Mwesigwa Yesu we Omuka Gwenzisa Byonna Byennyina Oli Mwesigwa Yesu we bale
Oli Mwesigwa Yesu webale. Thank you, Lord. So, before I share, I'll give a background to what I'm going to share. I was asked to preach by Pastor, and thank you, Pastor, for giving me this honor. And my mind went to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 to 7, which had been shared by Mr. Barlow on Sunday, one of the scriptures. And it had remained on my heart, and specifically verse 16, which talks about redeeming time because the days are evil. Yeah, so I had also circled that in my, as Mr. Barlow was preaching, I had circled that particular bit of redeeming time. So I continued to feel, to think about that bit, and as I thought about it, I began to feel joy and excitement. And I was like, you're excited about preaching. This is very, quite interesting. So anyway, I went on to read about redeeming time, redemption, and all those things over the week. And of course, I was working, but in between there, I would take notes. And one of the verses that, as I was preparing, was in Leviticus chapter 25, where the Lord spoke to Moses about the year of Jubilee. But somehow I scanned through that and just went on to sort of skipped the areas of Jubilee and went on to read more about redemption because that is what I thought was on my mind. As I prepared the sermon, I kept pleading with God that please give me a message. I don't want to just go there and speak anything that I want. I recalled the time Pastor Joanne came and shared with us how she got the message of push, which was in 2024. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, God, I want something like that. Eh? Where you get a dream, you see the verse, eh? You come. Eh? Life made easy. Eh? Not these things of working yourself. You're not sure what you're doing. So I said, God, at least I may not measure up to Joanne by any standard, but please give me a dream or a word to show me what I'm going to share. But I come Friday, no dream. So I say, Friday evening, just start typing your notes. Prepare because time is running out. So Friday evening, I start typing the what? The notes, what I thought God was leading me, and I went to sleep. I actually slept late typing. I even printed, knowing that on Saturday I'll just flash up. So when I slept Saturday in the morning, I got a dream. And in this dream, I was in what looked like a university, one of the university halls at Makere, and I was sharing a room with some colleagues of mine. It was 10:30, and I was rushing. I looked at the clock, and I saw it was coming to 10:30, so I was rushing to go to church. In the dream, church was a walking distance. But as I rushed, one of the people there told me, but why are you rushing? It is 9:30. But me, I knew it was 10:30. For them, they were thinking it is early. But anyway, I rushed. So I had also decided that the church I was going to go to that time was the people who's in the room are sharing their church. So I asked them what their church is called. And they said their church is called Jubilee Church. So in that dream, I could see part of the church. And what I saw was like the children, which looked like the children's church because they were mats laid. Although I know our children's church doesn't have a mat, you know, but you know how in Sunday schools there are those chats. So when I woke up, I knew it was an answer to prayer. But what exactly? Yeah, now that's where. Yeah. So, friends, I am here by the grace and mercy of God to tell us it's Jubilee. Yeah? Rejoice, for it's redemption time. Rejoice, elative, because it's what? Jubilee. Yeah? I'm sorry, I cannot put in the, yeah? But it's really Jubilee. Yeah? And Olimwes Gwa, God is faithful. Eh? It is Jubilee time, LAT. Let us rejoice. If all other things I say after this you don't recall, just get the word Jubilee and rejoicing and start from there with God. Okay? Yeah. So God gives us Jubilee, and God has given us Jubilee, LAT, because as He chose us as our Redeemer in Ephesians. Oh, sorry, Ephesians chapter 1. I'm just going to talk about why I think God has given us Jubilee, or why God gives us Jubilee. The first point is He chose us as He is our Redeemer. And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, if I can get to my notes, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will." Yeah. And verse 7 says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." So God has given us Jubilee, yeah, because in Him we have redemption, yeah. He is our Redeemer. Through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, and according to the riches of His grace. So that we do not think that we deserve anything, but it's because of Him being our Redeemer. The other reason why He has given us Jubilee is according to His good pleasure. It pleases Him. Yeah. In that same verse 5, it says, "Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will." Yeah. So it pleases God to give us Jubilee. Yeah. And verse 9 also in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. It also goes on to say that having made known to us the ministry of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Yeah. So, church, I'm here to tell us that it pleases the Lord. It is according to his will, according to his good purpose, that we are here, Jubilee. The same again is emphasized in verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 1, that in him also we have obtained an inheritance. And I think at the beginning of the service or somewhere there during the prayers, Pastor Joan talked about or prayed about an inheritance. Eh? And thank God that we have an inheritance. So we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. God has given us Jubilee because it's his good pleasure, according to the counsel of his will, and because he works all things according to his purpose. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9b, 10. Says, I'll start from 46, 9b. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Then verse says, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. Declaring the end from the beginning, verse 10, from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. Yeah. And what is God's counsel concerning Eliti? Yeah, when I was preparing this, I was like, God, what is the counsel that shall stand? And two things came to mind. The first is, if you go back and read the word for the week of 12th November 2025, this was as we are counting down to the LAT at 2025. And I'll just read what was part of what was posted on the blog. A part of that dream. On 2nd November 2025, one of us woke up from another dream from God. In that dream, this word of the dream of the week was talking about being blessed and being multiplied, as that is the counsel of the Lord concerning reality. So on 2nd November 2025, one of us woke up from another dream from God. In that dream, she had boarded a plane. She was dressed in green together with a certain child. It occurred to her in the dream that the color green means go. Then she saw that the pilot was in the cockpit ready to start the plane. Then the dreamer, still in the dream, remembered that last year's dream, that is 2024's dream, remembered last year's dream of us waiting for the plane to be fueled. She realized, now in this dream of November 2025, that the fueling of the plane had been done and it was time to go. Hallelujah. And Pastor, writing the word for the week, then said, we must go. We must see the fulfillment of what God promised us. Because 6 years ago, he saw that this would all, by means, happen. So this last bit this dream is a reminder that God's counsel will stand, as we have read in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. But I think the more exciting thing for me concerning this is Acts 14, verse 17. If you don't know it now, by now, then you didn't hear what Pastor Joan was saying. You didn't hear the prayer and and many other things, but there is room at the cross. Eh? So if you recall, when we are coming into the new year, this is is the counsel that we got from God. And Acts 14 verse 17 says, nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, fulfilling our hearts with food and gladness. As we are in this time of Jubilee, let us remember this word, this counsel that was declared by God, yeah, as we have read, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times that are not yet done, saying that his counsel shall turn and he will do all his pleasure. He will do all this pleasure concerning this word. But what does that mean during Jubilee? What it means is that concerning this word, God will not leave himself without a witness. We have sung Olimwesigwa. He's going to do good. He will give us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons. Yeah? People have already shared here about the fruitful seasons. I didn't know that my husband had that dream. Yeah, of a fruitful tree. So now I'm going to really rejoice. Yeah? For me, I'm really like, oh, wow. Eh? How amazing. Eh? Yeah, that there's a tree. Yeah? Which is a fruitful season. So he will do. What? Yeah. So he will do what he gave us. Pastor, I'm coming there. Yeah. Yeah. In that time of Jubilee, God will do his pleasure concerning his work. He will not leave us without a witness. He will do good. He will give us rain from heaven, fruitful seasons, and fill our hearts with food and gladness. Yeah. And so what Jubilee, yeah? What Jubilee means to us, yeah? Pastor was saying that people may be wondering what is Jubilee. So what Jubilee means to us, in what I've been saying, it means fruitful seasons, yeah? It means that we are going to have fruitful seasons. It means that we are going to have abundancy. It means that there's going to be goodness in everything that we do. Another thing is that there is going to be abundant redemption because of God's mercy. Psalm 130, verse 7 to 8 says, O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquity. The emphasis is on abundant redemption. What Jubilee means, in addition to the fruitful seasons, in addition to the goodness, is that you're going to be abundantly redeemed. Yeah? The things, and we are going to go there in Leviticus, the things that may have been taken away, yeah, from you are going to be restored. Yeah, they are going to come back. Yeah, they are going to come back because it's time for Jubilee. Yeah. And just like it was declared, Moses declared Leviticus chapter 25, verse 9 to 13. The whole chapter of Leviticus is a chapter of Jubilee. You can go there and read. But in verse 9, Leviticus chapter 25, I'll start from verse 9. It says, then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month on the Day of Atonement. You shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 15th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a Jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. Verse 11, excuse me, that 50th year shall be a Jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows on its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your unattended vine, for it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat its produce from the field. And verse 13, in this year of Jubilee, each of you shall return to his possession. And if you continue to read on, you shall you'll see the different things concerning a Jubilee. So Jubilee is a time for us. One, it's a time of liberty, yeah? Proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Everything concerning you, yeah? It says it shall be a Jubilee for you, yeah? And it's also a Jubilee where you return to your possession. You possess back things, yeah, that may have been taken away, or the things that you may... Pastor here shared how he gave money and he got double plus the wastage of time. Eh? So someone may have wasted your time. Eh? Not the giver. Eh? But I mean people who waste your time promising you things, they hit you on the head. Eh? You went into partnership with them for 5 years or not, and they didn't deliver. Because it's Jubilee. You're going to take back what? That possession. Eh? And you're going to be liberated from that. Yeah. So... um, Yeah, so as we think about what Jubilee is and what it means to us, let us remember that it's a time of redemption, it's a time of restoration, it's a time of returning back what has been possessed, what was in our, what someone may have stolen, taken away from you, what may have been delayed, whatever it is, yeah, it is for you to take it back into possession. And you may be wondering, but how can this be? For me, this issue is a decade, an issue of a long time ago. But I want to encourage us that God created time. Yeah? God created what? Time. Eh? The beginning, the end, the everything in between and the future. Eh? Time was there in the beginning. And we know that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, and it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, so the evening and the morning were the first day. So we see already at the beginning, God, time is in God's hand. God owns time, eh? Everything concerning you. So time should not freak out. Eh? Even when someone has wasted your time, or someone didn't show up, time is in God's hands. Yeah? And in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, again, God says that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. Yeah? So let's just relax. Eh? The plane was fueled. We are cruising. It is Jubilee. Time should not be your worry. For right now, in that time of, in terms of it stressing you a lot, let us know that time is conquered, time is forever, and within this time, there is now a special time for us. It's the time of Jubilee, a time of rejoicing, a joyful time. Yeah. So this particular time, this particular season, the day and night, the time of harvest, the time of seed, the time of, we don't have winter and summer, but we have hot and cold, whatever it is, yeah? It shall not cease, yeah? So I encourage us, even as we think about Jubilee and the timing of Jubilee, not to get worried about time, because he who has given us Jubilee, because it pleases him, yeah, to restore, to return things, to make us fruitful in our fruits, to give us abundance, actually owns time, yeah? And the other aspect that we should note and why we should take this time seriously, because God is giving us Jubilee even when the days are evil. That Ephesians chapter 5 says, redeeming time because the days are evil. Yeah, because you may be struggling, but you don't see how all these things are adding up because of how you came here, how your week was, how the nation, what is happening in the nation, what is happening in the different things that you do. Maybe some of you are still recovering from what happened during elections, leading up to election. When you read the news, you see corruption scandals, everything. So you're not seeing any jubilating. You're not seeing any redemption. When you look at portals, there is nothing that spells the word Jubilee, yeah? But God owns time, yeah? And within that time, even when the days are evil, he gives us Jubilee, yeah? He because he's in the business of redeeming time, yeah? Redeeming time. NIV says making use of every opportunity because the days are evil, yeah? When you make use of an opportunity, you take advantage of it. You take advantage of the season. You take advantage of the time, knowing that, whereas you are in the Jubilee time, all things may be evil. Things may be working against you, but God remains there to redeem us and make us able for us to rejoice in Jubilee. So that is just another thing I wanted to emphasize, that even in Jubilee, God redeems us. And I think Pastor, my sermon is about is about to end for today. My sermon is about to end. Really, that's what I thought I should really emphasize to us, that it is Jubilee time, Yeah, it is Jubilee time. Yeah, for LAT. And Jubilee time is a time for restoring that which has been taken away, for redeeming that which, for God who is redeeming our time. God is the one redeeming that time for us. God is the one who created time. And what Jubilee means to us as LAT, it means abundance, it means fruit blessings, it means fruitful seasons, and therefore, let us rejoice. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.